Hare Krishna. We are reading Bhagavad Gita, chapter 7. First verse, knowledge of the absolute. Bhagavad Gyan. Hamara sath kripa sab boliye. Shri Bhagavan uvacha. Maya shakta manapartha. Jogan junjan madasraya. Asangsayam samagramma. Jatha gyasasi tatsunu. Maya shakta manapartha. Jogan junja madasaya. Asangsayam samagramma. Jatha gyasasi tatsunu. Maya shakta manapartha. Jogan junjan madasaya. Asangsayam samagramma. Jatha gyasasi tatsunu. Maya shakta manapartha. Jogan junjan madasaya. Asangsayam samagramma. Jatha gyasasi tatsunu. Prayas kijiye kripa. Somebody read it because I don't have the glass. Yes, go. No glass.
Thank you. सीट अदरक नमक दे के ले आ, अदरक थोड़ा काट के नमक दे के ले आ, इसमें
you read it. I will speak, you read all this. Word by word, translation, translation purport, then I will tell.
To hear about Krishna from Vedic literature is itself righteous activity. And for one who hears about Krishna, Lord Krishna, who is dwelling in anyone's heart, act as a best wishing friend and purify the devotee who constantly engages in hearing of him. In this way, a devotee naturally develops his dormant transcendental knowledge, and he hears more about Krishna from the Bhagavatam and from the devotees, he becomes fixed in the devotional service of the Lord. By development of devotional service, one becomes freed from the modes of passion and ignorance, and thus material lust are diminished. When these impurities are out of the way, the candidate remains steady in the position of consciousness, becomes enlivened by devotional service, and understands the power of perfectly. So Bhakti Yoga fills the heart part of material affection and enables one to come at once to the stage of Asanchayam Samadram, understanding of the Supreme Absolute Truth, Personality of Godhead. Therefore, only by hearing from Krishna or from his devotee, Krishna consciousness, can one understand the science of Krishna.
Hare Krishna. So Krishna is saying, Maya Asakta Mana Partha Jogam Junjan Madasraya Asangsayam Samagram Mam Jatha Gyasyasi Tatsunu. The Supreme Personality of Godhead said, now here, O son of Pritha, how by practicing yoga in full consciousness of me, with mind attached to me, you can know me in full, free from doubt. And in the purport, Prabhupada is saying, Bhakti Yoga serves the heart. Now he's saying that therefore only by hearing from Krishna or from his devotee in Krishna consciousness can one understand the science of Krishna, Krishna Tattva. Thus he can preach. In other places, say, Jai Krishna Tattva Betta. One who knows the science of Krishna, he can guide others. Say, Guru Hai. Guru means he can guide others to Krishna consciousness. Anybody Vaishnava, he can guide others in Krishna consciousness. True. When Prabhupada was asked about what he is doing, then he said, I am not servant of Krishna, I am trying. Because to become a servant of Krishna is not so easy. Servant of Krishna is called Kasna. A servant of Vishnu is called Vaishnava. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, who can become? Gopi Bhattur Padakamala Dasu Dasu Dasu. If somebody try to become very humble, servant of the servant of the servant, like that, of the greatest devotee of the Lord, Vrajavasi, then it is easy. In other words, more one make advancement, more he becomes humble. He becomes very vinamra, very humble, free from pride, think himself, he is most fallen. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu teaches us, Trina Dopi Sunichona, one who has no false ego, thinking himself most fallen. So fallen that he's like grass. Everybody tramples grass or straw in the street. And he's very tolerant. How tolerant? Like a tree. We know how tree is tolerant. If somebody cut the tree, still it gives him bark, shade, leaves, flowers, fruits. This is the symptom of a Vaishnava. Omanina doesn't expect respect from others, but give respect to everyone. Kirtan, he can constantly engage in Krishna consciousness, constantly chant the holy name. Please chant with me. Holy name is God's name, not different from God, more merciful than God. Especially the Mahamantra is composed of Lord's name and His Shakti, Hara, Krishna and Ram. I say, in this age, easiest way to realize the Self, realize God, simply without committing offense. Namaparad, one should chant the holy name, when in a humble state, as just I say. Please, everybody, repeat after me. It is a prayer to asking the Lord to be engaged in the service of the Lord, so that He doesn't engage Himself in the service of Maya. What is that? And there are many, many mantras, but this mantra includes all mantras. That's why it's called Maha Mantra. It's very powerful. And this way you can associate with the Lord and serve Lord by saying, please repeat after me, everybody. If you chant in the Dham, if you chant where the Lord is, in the temple, you get so much, hundreds of times, thousands of times of benefit. So please chant feelingly, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. And how to do that? We have got so many dirty things within our heart. That is why we cannot chant. In Bhagavad Gita it says, who can chant? Who can engage in Krishna's service? Jeshang tu antagatam papa. We talk so many things, but these are all nonsense. You won't have any permanent benefit from this. But you accept, save and accept chanting the serving Lord by chanting His name and hearing and remembering. There are 64 items of Bhakti Yoga. 9 is important, most. First and foremost, hearing and chanting. So, we should hear from whom? If we can hear from God, Krishna, very good. If not, then at least from the devotee. If it is pure devotee, or those who are practicing pure devotional service. Because it is said, bhaktistu bhagavad bhakta sangena purijaya. How will get bhakti? Now, if you associate with bhakta, devotees, then gradually you become. That is the purpose of ISKCON. ISKCON's purpose is to render devotional service and also ask others, encourage others, induce others to Krishna consciousness. Chanting, hearing, remembering, asking people, requesting, giving them prasad, taking prasad, like that. And this way, detail is given here. Sinnatam Shakata Krishna. We should hear what? The topics about Krishna. Ram, Vishnu, Narayan, Hari. And His pure devotees, pastime. Srimad Bhagavatam is full of this. Krishna Katha is of two types. One, what Krishna said, and one about Krishna and His devotees, said by maybe Lord or His incarnation in scripture. So, Sinnatang Shakata Krishna, if you do that, punna sravana kirtan. If you do hearing and chanting this, is not only you get bhakti, if you don't get bhakti, at least it is a piety you get. Hiddantasto abhadrani. Whatever the contamination we have got from time immemorial in the material existence. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, that is why I said, Cheto darpana marjan. He said, our heart is compared with, our mind compared with mirror. In the mirror we see ourselves. So we can also know ourselves if we can cleanse our heart. So many dirty things are there in our heart due to being in the mode of passion and ignorance. Passion and ignorance is symptomized by tadarajastamo bhava kamo lobhatrastra. Unlimited material desire and greediness to possess material things which people hanker after. Sukhaja, hiddanto avadrani vidhunati, cleans, suhit satam. Thus simply by, in association with the devotees, simply by hearing from the devotee, one can achieve perfection. You can see the life of Maharaj Parikshit. He is supposed to die in 7 days. So he decided to leave the palace, use the emperor of the world, his beautiful queen, young, his palace, his everything he left, to go sit down on the bank of the Ganges to hear what he should do. He is asking advice from saintly person, what he should do now before he dies. We don't know. There is a saying in English, as sure as death. We all know, we are born, we must die. We are seeing people are dying, living and they are dying. But we don't think of this, that one day we have to face death. So one who is intelligent, they think this thing. It says, that is why, pravai sankirtane jaggai. Jagga means, that which pleases, sacrifice, which pleases Lord Vishnu. So, prior one with Sumedhasa, one with those who are intelligent in this age of Kali, whatever they do for the pleasure of Krishna, Vishnu, Narayan, Hari, God. This is called Jagga. And best way is to give up sinful activity, live Krishna conscious life in association with the devotees of Krishna, and chant, glorify Lord's name, form, beauty, pastime. And thereby become free from all dirty things and come to the transcendental platform as it mentioned here. Nasta prayesu avadresu nittam bhagavata seva. Regularly one should hear this. So when Maharaj Parikshit, too much in mind. A concentrated condition. Different sages, saintly person, recommended different path. But then they found one boy of 16-year-old coming, having the symptom of a self-realized soul. So So Maharaj Parikshit, they showed him respect, got up, stand up, they stood up to show him respect. And he took his seat, and Maharaj Parikshit inquired the same thing, I am going to die soon, what is my duty? Then Maharaj Parikshit said, I will tell you the wonderful pastime of the Lord. You simply listen. And Maharaj Parikshit, with rapt attention, Sushuddhadanasa, he was listening from Sukadev Goswami. He didn't care for sleeping, he didn't care for drinks, he didn't care for food. He simply wanted to listen about Krishna Katha. So, Sukadev Goswami, simply by glorifying the Lord and his devotee, he also achieved perfection. This way, bhakti is Sabanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu, Sharanam. And Prahlad Maharaj, simply by remembering, he achieved perfection. We are here glorifying, that means doing Kirtan and hearing. This is also, we are practicing bhakti. Now, our duty is to also at the same time take prasad. So that very soon if we stick to this method, simply by taking prasad in association with the devotee, chanting, reading Srimad Bhagavatam and hearing or Bhagavad Gita, we can make tremendous progress in devotional life. Simply by doing this, we can develop attachment to Krishna's, to holy name, Krishna Katha, topics about Krishna, Srimad Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita, association with the devotees. If you stay in temple or try to stay in dham, if not in our house, establish duty and worship, same way as is done in temple, according to your capacity and means. So, if we become steady in this, then you can become a fixed up devotee. Make tangible progress if you become at least one of these five, develop little attachment. And this is bhakti means maya sakta, developing attachment to serving Krishna, service of Krishna or his devotee, or his name, form, beauty, his pastime, hearing, chanting and remembering. In this way, simply by doing archan, Maharaj Prithu achieved perfection in bhakti. Simply by praying, Akrura achieved perfection in bhakti. Simply by making friendship, Arjuna achieved perfection. Simply by serving, Hanuman achieved perfection. Simply by massaging the feet of the Lord, Lakshmi Devi achieved perfection. And simply by offering himself completely, Atmanivedan, Boli Maharaj achieved perfection. So this way you can see any of them, simply by following one process, one can achieve perfection. Since many cannot do one, so it is described there as 64 items. If you cannot do 64, do 9 items, as much as you can. And thereby, we can achieve perfection. So here it is saying, to hear about Krishna from Vedic literature, to hear from him directly through Bhagavad Gita, is itself religious, righteous activity. And for one who hears about Krishna, Lord Krishna, who is dwelling in everyone's heart, acts as the best well-wishing friend and purifies devotee who constantly engages in hearing him. Just like if you live in a temple, every day we have got rule that early in the morning we chant, we hear Krishna Katha and hear the holy name. In the evening also. Noon also there. If we don't do, we do other activity. Distributing book, distributing prasad. Various types of activity there. These are as good as chanting and hearing. Depending on time, circumstances, and places. In this way, the devotee naturally develops his dormant transcendental knowledge. Krishna said, Srimad Bhagavatam saying, Vasudeva Bhagavati Bhakti Yoga Prayojita Janayati Asu Vairagyam Gyananchajat Ahitu. So, already simply by practicing devotional service, we get knowledge. Another place Krishna said, Tesham Satata Yuktanam Bhajatam Pritipurvakam Dadami Buddhi Yogam Tam Jenamam Upajantiti Tesham Ibani Kampartham Aham Agyana Jantamaham Naswami Atma Bhavastam Gyana Dipena Bhasatam. The ignorance we have, Krishna dispels everything, all ignorance. Gyana Dipena. He gives knowledge from within. In other words, we have to, whatever we do, our life will be molded in such a way, whatever we do, for the pleasure of Krishna. For the pleasure of Krishna. Then Krishna, within our heart, is there. Every moment, what you are thinking, what you are doing, what you are motivation, Krishna is watching. He is Upadrashta. He is overseeing everything. And so, in Vedic literature, there is a nice example. This body there is compared to a tree. Tree, birds sit and eat fruit. So there are two birds. One bird is eating the fruit of the tree, going from branches to branches and eating the fruit. And another bird, he is not eating anything. He is simply watching. So God, in his localized form, is within our heart. He is watching the jivatma, what he is doing. Sometime he is in distress, sometime he is enjoying happiness. Watching. At one point, the jiva, living entity, compared with the bird who is enjoying happiness and distress, at one point, when he comes to the Lord and surrenders to him, he is waiting, then the Lord helps him. It's a nice example. So, Lord is always waiting when you will surrender to him. That's why Krishna said in Bhagavad Gita, most confidential knowledge. First he said, confidential knowledge towards you. Then more confidential, then most confidential. What is the most confidential advice he gave? that is given in chapter 18, verse 65 and then 66. Who will tell the verse 65? Manmana bhava. Always think of me. Unless somebody's consciousness is pure, existence is pure, we cannot always think of Krishna. You think of Krishna, something else will come in your mind. Because of your association with mode of passion and ignorance. But if you associate with the mode of goodness, or pure goodness, then being purified, it becomes easier. He says, ahara suddho sattva suddho. If we take food, Krishna prasad, then our existence becomes purified. At the same time, we become free from all the sinful activity in your past life you did. Gradually become free from that. Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, jaggas vistasino santo munchante sarvakilmasa. Saintly person, take only the food offered to the Lord, Krishna prasad. Thereby they become free from all sinful activities of the past. So what I was saying. So manmana bhava. Mad bhakto maddaji mam namaskar. These four things anybody can do. Always think of Krishna. Render devotional service. Madhvakto. Maddaji. Worshipping Krishna. Here you see, anybody can have established deity in a room, in his house, or alekha picture. Of Vishnu deities, Gaunitai, Lakshminarayan, Sitaram, Radha Krishna, any. And under the guidance of a pure devotee, taking shelter at his feet, pure devotees, taking initiation according to the direction and instruction. He rendered devotional service, worship the deity. Manmanabhava madbhakto maddaji mam namaskuru. And always pay obeisance to him. When you are in front of deity, why not think of him in the form and pay obeisance mental? And Krishna said, definitely, I assure you, he will come back to me. What is the result of going back to Krishna? What is the benefit you get? Jadgattana nivartanti. If you go back to Krishna, from there he never comes back to the material existence where there is birth, death, old age, disease, full of miseries. But when you go to Krishna, there is no birth, there is no death, there is no disease, there is no anxiety, there is no distress. Only there is ananda, only there is bliss. We may not believe because you have got material existence, experience. There is happiness, also distress. There is love, there is hate. There is birth, there is death. There is old age, there is disease. All these things are absent there. Those who are liberated souls, they have conviction. If we follow their footprints, Krishna said, jajat acharati sestas. Again another phrase, mahajana jenagata sapanta. You have got material existence, experience, there is happiness, also distress. There is love, there is hate. There is birth, there is death, there is old age, there is disease. All these things are absent. Those who are liberated soul, they have conviction. If we follow their footprints, Krishna said, jajat acharati sestas. Again another phrase, mahajana jenagata sapanta. If we follow their path, if we follow their instruction, we can also make progress like them towards our goal, towards the abode of the Lord. It is not a blind faith. It is not a blind faith. Just like somebody asks his father and father tells, that is not a blind faith. He just accept and one day find it is all right. So we follow the Guru Parampara, what Lord taught, Lord Shiva, Lakshmi Devi, Chatur Kumar. Lakshmi Devi, Chatur Brahma. And then they in their turn gave their disciples this knowledge. As it is, what Krishna gave. Just like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Krishna says, Manmana Bhava, always think of me. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, Ki bhojane, ki jagarane, ki ga. Ki bhojane, ki jagarane, ki bhojane, ki shayane, ki va jagarane, aharnish chinta Krishna balaha badane. If you really love me, Mahaprabhu is saying his associate. Everybody likes Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, his associate. So, you don't talk anything nonsense unless that is necessary. Save and accept all the time. Think of Krishna and chant his name. Please chant Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Krishna Krishna. Hare Hare. Hare Rama. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. More one is pious, more one is pure, he can chant again and again. This is a prayer. This is a prayer. If we pray, this is the Kali Yuga's path, how to easily go back to God. If we take prasad, actually devotees, don't commit offense, then you can easily change. Now, we can see Gaur Nitai, Lalita, Vishakha, Radha, Rajbihari, Sitaram, Lakhan, Hanuman. They are giving us darshan. I hope you will like to... You will like to stand up and receive the Lord and see the arati and if possible chant, you will get so much blessing. Thank you very much for giving your time. Are wo kahan gaya, wo chala gaya, jisko class dena hai wo chala gaya. Yeah.